it's very good to have you around. I've missed you. While we play other roles somewhere, I also miss home here as well. So for those who do not know me, and maybe you are here for the first time, my name is Justin, Justin Chitunga, the youngest guy. And so I'm very excited. You know, when there was a Sunday here when I preached and I told you, please, can you pray for me? I need my babe back home. So now, it's amazing. I mean, it sounds funny, but that same week, my wife called me. The head officers called me that my letter is available. That same week. So I requested from you on Sunday, and on Wednesday, she called me and she said, can you go and pick my letter from the Ministry of Health headquarters? And I went there, and I got the letter. I was the first one to get it, anyway. And can I tell you something? Before she was told, it was like signed 2 weeks earlier. So it was amazing. So this letter was just seated there. No one was acting on it. The director had already signed. And no one was, like, so such things actually happened. And for me, what I'm trying to say is God answers prayers. So my babe is here, and she's here for good. Okay, so I'll not ask her to stand up, lest she's not as strong as I am. This is a very special Sunday, and I don't know why it has coincided with this moment when I have had to tell you the story about my babe. Quickly, I just want to tell you what I want to share with you today. It's sharing your testimony. So that is the title of my message, or sharing your God story. And I know some of you who are very, very, you know yourselves. It's like, what is he going to talk about under this theme? Is it so important? But let's see what the Lord has to say for us. Now, quickly, I just want us to go to Luke chapter 8, verse 38 to 40. And this is the passage that we are going to use to just get some of the nuggets and learn a few things from God. So Luke chapter 8, verse 38 to 40, this is what it says. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him. But Jesus sent him away saying, return home and tell how much God has done for you. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. It's very interesting what verse 40 says. But let me just give you a little bit of a background to what is happening. It's a long passage. I didn't want to read it. Otherwise, but you can go and read the whole chapter of Luke. Now, the whole chapter of Luke Luke chapter 8 is packed with activity. And it's like Jesus Christ is doing great things, miracle after another, after another, after another. And this is now an occasion. He's just come out of the boat. He was on the sea. And then there was another miracle that happened there. And then he comes on the seashore and he finds a demoniac. And this guy had been possessed by demons for a long time. And the story tells us that this man was chained several times and he broke the chains under the power of the influence of demons. And just in case some of you don't believe in demons, they are so powerful that the Bible records instances like this. And demons have not died. They have not been thrown in hell by us binding them and throwing them to hell. They have never reduced in numbers, just in case you are one of those that binds and throws them into hell. They have never reduced in their numbers. They are always the same. The same way they came, the same way they were thrown, that number will never decrease until that day when Christ comes to take, to just bind them and throw them. He himself can do that. So this guy, anyway, was under the influence of demons, and they chained him, and several times he broke the chains. He scratched his body, he had wounds, and he lived in the gravesite. You know, so he was found on the gravesite. He was actually a dangerous guy, although it is not recorded whether he killed people or not. But by the fact that he could break the chains meant that he was so strong and he could do anything. So people failed to deal with this man. They failed to control this man. And they were afraid of him. You have to get that. They were afraid of him in that community, in that society. And it appears also that a lot of people knew about this guy. And so this is the guy now that comes and meets Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ immediately asks this man, in fact, he is screaming, he's coming to Jesus and he's screaming, "What have you come to do? Have you come to punish us?" or something like that. You can read that story. And then Jesus Christ doesn't waste time talking to demons. Just in case you are interested, talking to demons is not what, it's not your responsibility. They manifest, you tell them, "Shut up, get out." You getting that? It's a lesson of another day. So Jesus says, "Who are you?" And then they talk, they whatever, and they beg where to be sent, and then they were cast out. And they were allowed to go in a swine, is it swine or pigs that were there, and the pigs ran and went into the waters. They died there. And some people get a doctrine, and that's why they don't eat pork. That's a lie. They died. Those guys died. But however, we have now this guy is sober and before the Lord Jesus Christ. Now remember, the people feared him, but probably now when he is sober and he's dressed and people have seen him, he has come back to his mind. And probably he realizes what he was doing in the community. But also people are looking at him and they're very suspicious. And so Jesus Christ wants to move on. And then he says, "I want to follow you." And Jesus turns to this guy and says, "No, man, go and tell the people what God has done for you." Now, when we are listening to that story, it feels like, it could have been that easy. No, it was very difficult for this guy, but also the community at that particular time could not receive him because they don't know whether truly it has actually happened. Just a few questions as we look at sharing our God story or our testimony. I'll ask you questions, and I want you to think about them even as I share with you this word today. Now, is it possible to be a believer and have nothing to share about what God has done for you? Is it possible?
No.
Think again. Why do people find it difficult to share their testimonies? Why do you find it difficult yourself? You know yourself because you've never shared one. And we are waiting for you to share one here. Why do you think people find it difficult to share a testimony? What role does a testimony play in your life and the others? Have you ever thought about that? This is the last one, because now we're not just speaking stuff from anywhere. We want to learn from the passage, the encounter of Jesus Christ and the demoniac. Why did Jesus command the delivered man to go and tell the people what God had done for him? Why? Why should Jesus Christ say, no, don't follow me? Because maybe if it were me, having experienced that, I would have said, okay, come along so that you tell people what I have done. And people can come to me and begin to say, this is a great guy, Justin, of 2025. But Jesus said, no. Go and tell the people what God has done. Now, just in case you forget everything, I mean, you can forget everything maybe about what I'm going to say, stories and all that, but these are things I don't want you to forget. The first thing I want you to remember is that God wants you to share what he has done for you with others. God wants you. So forget about everything, but remember this one. Wherever you are going, God is wanting you to share this, your story. How he delivered you. How he has continued to deliver you. How he provides for you. And how he found the wife for you. You know, some of you don't deserve those women. Eh? Never you have heard. We're going to fight outside. He's my bro. It's fine. Please spare me when we meet tomorrow. But the other thing is, this is what we should remember, is that God is glorified when we share our testimonies. And so if God is glorified, that's why he wants you to share his story, the God story. And so when you keep quiet, it doesn't honor God. I wish I could tell you my stories. There are many, but I have already told you about how God answered our prayer, and my babe is here. Now, just in case you are here and you are wondering, this is the story. The truth of the matter is, if you are working in the government in Zambia and you are somewhere, you are asking for a transfer, it's not an easy thing. I think there could be civil servants here. There are many people, even where she works, that have wanted to move from Kitwe to Lusaka or maybe even go to other places. Some of them have been pursuing this route for the past 2 years. 2 years. And when we were asked to come here, to come back home, one of the concerns we had was her transfer and our kids. But of course, our kids, it wasn't a big issue because we just had to make certain adjustments. But for her, it was something beyond us. It was dependent on other people. But here is how God works. When you answer his call and submit and do the right thing, in 6 months, in fact, 5 months, my wife's transfer was approved and she is here. Do you know why I want to share that story to you? It's because just in case you are here, you can do the same and God can answer. And you can move. But my wife paid no one. My wife had no one. We have no one at Ministry of Health. No boss, no what. All she did was she followed the procedure and we kept praying and you were praying. Because we were praying, we were answering to the call, you were praying together, God came through and opened the door for her, and she is here. And for the sake of the kingdom. And so just in case you are there, prayer works. God answers prayer. Isn't that encouraging? Yes. It is. And so when we look at the story of this man, and we now wondering, why should Jesus Christ push this guy to go and share, and tell the people what God has done for them? And I want to give you some of the reasons, the negative reasons, why people don't share testimonies. And if you are there, please set yourself and test. Probably that's why you don't share testimonies. Now, the first one, quickly, is that people have fear and shame. So these two things, fear and shame. Now, fear comes in various ways. And probably for that demoniac, he was afraid to go back and tell the people what God had done to them. Would they believe that I'm really changed? Would they really take me in? Into their homes and trust that I'm not going to rise up in the night and slaughter their kids? So he was afraid. He could have been afraid. You know, we had a man, I mean, this man was filled with the Holy Spirit by the name of Paul. And he got authority to go and kill or persecute the Christians. And everyone knew this guy around in that area. And then when he became a Christian, one of the challenges he had was to face the people that he persecuted. And we are taught, if you have read the book of Acts very well, this guy disappeared from the scene after he became a Christian for 3 years. And it took a man, if you have read your Bible, what is the name of that guy who went to encourage him? Huh? You don't want chocolate. Is it Barnabas? Barnabas? Or?
Barnabas.
Barnabas. Oh, it's Barnabas. Not Barabbas.
No, Barnabas.
Barnabas. Okay, so he went and encouraged him. So it took. So he couldn't face. But sometimes some of us don't want to come and share our stories because we are afraid of the people. But for others, it's because of shame. What do they think about? So they will know I struggle also. So they will know that, okay, actually, I wanted help. And some of us are full of ourselves and you don't want to show our weakness. And that very fact that you don't want to show that you depend on God is pride, which is dangerous. And God says, I resist the proud. So shame is not a good thing. And some of us, fear and shame has caused us not to share our testimonies. Quickly, the next one is lack of reflection. You know, some of us don't just sit down and look at our lives and look at the things that we have gone through and realize that we are incapable of achieving many things that we have achieved in life. And so we don't sit down and in Bemba we call those guys Abamungulu. My sister knows, that's why she's laughing. I don't know, I don't have an English word for Abamungulu. But let me just describe it a little bit. You know, it's a person who is everywhere, nowhere, and it's like they don't take serious consideration of the things that happen. And so it's like life goes on, and it's easy, and all that. Things are bad, they're smiling, things are, you know, it's like, what kind of a guy is this one? They don't reflect on anything. I don't have an English word, please. Viku, you are going to help me later on. But yeah, some people don't just have time to reflect on their lives and begin to wonder. Look at yourself and take stock of your life. When you woke up, what happened? You know, you slept. Who knows the second when they are going to sleep? And the minute when they should wake up? And who is in control of his when he is in deep sleep? Some of the people sleep 3 times. They sleep the first one, they are dreaming, they are sleeping, and they are sleeping, and then they sleep again. And then in all those three sleeps, they are having nightmares. And so you have to wake up 3 times. You are not in control of all those things. But have you ever thought through and looked and said, oh, how did I even wake up today? Suppose when I was still sleeping, the enemy came. You were vulnerable. So some people don't share testimonies because they don't reflect on their life and look at the magnitude of the circumstances they go through, in which God has intervened with his grace and mercy. But others also, they don't think it is important to tell the story, you know, the God story. So some of you just think it's not important. Well, what is it for? And some of us are very religious to a point where we think, it's a sheer waste of time. We want the meat, the word. Not hearing stories from people, how God did this. It's not there. Where is it written in the Bible? I'll show you. And some of the people don't share because they think sharing a testimony is pride. Yes, there's an element, and there are people. You know, everything that is good has got a side where when you take it to extreme and abuse it, it looks like it is bad. You know, sharing testimonies with a good heart and for the sake of glorifying God is a good thing. But if you come and tell us stories of how great you are and that is your testimony, it's not actually a testimony. You are just showing who you are. And we are not interested in those stories. Keep them to yourself and your children. Are we together? Here we want to hear how God moved you from this place. First of all, how you were desperate, if you were desperate. And then God intervened, and how he intervened, and what you are now that God has intervened. That's what we want to hear. And now we can give praise to the Lord. But some people think, no, I can't share. And so they make people, those who share testimonies, look like they're just showing off. You are the people that discourage others from sharing. And sometimes we don't even support them. When after they have shared, we even look somewhere else. And they're coming from here. It's like, oh my God. What do you call that? A walk of shame. I learned something.
Some call it.
You know. So the guy, you know, it's after sharing the testimony here, and it's like he's going and everyone is just looking at them, and tomorrow they will not come back because they don't know. Maybe we should, when they have shared their testimony, just say, thank you, Lord! We encourage them. Because we pick something from there.
Yes.
We learn something from there. Okay, quickly, those are some of the reasons why, and there are many other reasons. We can ponder on them. But what happens when you share your testimony? What happens when you share your testimony? And we can still see in the scripture, that very scripture, especially if you read through the whole chapter 8 to see what is actually happening there. One of the things I want to mention here, even before I share with you, what happens when you share a testimony is to tell you that actually testimony, sharing a God story, is one of the most powerful, I'm saying one of the most powerful tools that you have as a Christian. And you're going, no, this guy, how can it be a tool? It is a weapon that you can actually use even to overcome your adversary, your enemies, the devil himself, and those people who actually doubt. Now, as I was reading and preparing this word, and I was like, God, help me. And of course, through reading and some of the things I read, and then God dropped on my spirit a passage from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And let's go there. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. So some versions have got their own translation, and this is what it says from this version. American? AM, what does it? New Living Translation. That's what we have there. Okay. So it says, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. And this is what my vision says. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Now, testimony. So you've heard here, they overcome by the blood of Jesus. How what Jesus Christ had done on the cross is powerful. And by believing in what God had done on the cross for us, expressing our faith in him, we are told in the word of God that God forgives us and our sins are washed away, and by the blood of Jesus we are given a right standing before heaven, and that by the blood of Jesus all the benefits of God come to us as children. And so through the blood, even as we pray, as we worship God, through the blood of Jesus, the enemy is actually defeated. I mean, Colossians tells us that. Okay, so there's something that has happened. But so interesting here, we see that even the issue of testimony is actually involved in here. It's not just about the blood. There's the issue of the testimony. And the testimony here has to do with how you live, but also what you say about what has happened to you. So in the olden days, it wasn't as easy as it is now. For some of us, we can come in and go out.
And that is why nowadays we have a lot of people that profess to be believers, and yet they are not from inside out, and that's why they don't bear fruit of the Holy Spirit, because their confession is very verbal and intellectual. It is not coming from deep down their hearts. But in those olden days, before you say, yes, I follow Jesus, you have to consider the cost. Because you know, some of my parents or my relatives are going to cast me out of the family. You know that you're going to lose this privilege. You know you're going to lose this. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose this. Before you say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you should have considered everything that you are going to lose. And on that day when they said, I believe, it was done. And much more if now they were baptized. Because on that day, they are declaring, I've died with Christ and I'm raised with him. It doesn't matter what you do to me, I am one with him. That was a public testimony. But they also went on to say, I believe in Jesus. You know, they were living in a society, in a community where you are walking and you are talking. If they ask you, are you a follower of Jesus? If you say yes, they slap you. I'm just giving you a picture. I mean, it sounds graphic, but this is very real. I mean, I've never been to China, but I'm told of certain stories like that. I don't know. Those of you who have gone to some of these countries, please come and share a testimony. But this is the society in which these kind of people lived. And so the testimony of saying, I believe in Jesus Christ, this is what Jesus Christ has done to me, was a huge thing, not a small thing. And that is why the end of this verse says they did not fear anything to the point that they cared nothing about their death. So you kill them, it's okay. They testified of what God had done for them. So they went. In fact, sharing a God story is declaring. Can I say this thing? It's not in my notes. You know, a story, a God story, which is properly summarized, and don't tell us the Lord Jesus, properly summarized, and which shows us how God, where, what you were, what God did in that particular, how he intervened, and what you have become, is actually, I'm calling it a live sermon. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a live sermon. It's not a lecture. Because now you have an individual who is standing before you and telling you how, what has actually happened. And I can imagine that demoniac on that particular day going to the people and saying, look, you saw me at the gravesite. You saw me with wounds. You saw me naked. He was naked, by the way, the Bible says. He never put on clothes. What a pitiful sight. Dirty. And then he comes and stands before the people. You saw me the way I was. But here I am. God has changed me. They can see the change in standing before them. What a test. What a sermon. And this is what happens. So when we share our testimonies, when we share our God stories, we are actually showing people, God's mercy and goodness. When this guy stood there and told them about what God had done to them, about Jesus and all that, he was actually showing God's mercy. Look how merciful God is. He has delivered me. And if you have a soft heart, you are very kind. Looking at that man as he was sharing the story, your tears should have started coming down. Saying, Lord, is good. But also, as you share your testimony, you are showing or pointing people to the power of God. Look at this guy. This was a powerful guy who broke the chains. He could not be bound. If he was brought here, I don't know how many of us would remain here. And now when they saw him, they must have said, the Jesus, that guy called Jesus, and his God are powerful. If they can change a guy who could break chains, they must be powerful. That's what a testimony does. It tells you, guys, what is impossible is possible with God.
But what else? A testimony encourages others to believe and trust God. So when they hear you say how God has led you, even how he has fed you. I know some of the challenges, economical issues and the bankruptcy and are relative. So for some, when they say they don't have money, they don't have money. Maybe they have 30,000 kwacha in their account. For some, that one can be depressing. You're getting what I'm trying to say? For some, that can be depressing. But for others, when they say they don't have money, 5 kwacha, they can't find it. But either ways, you find the one who has 30,000 kwacha in the account can be depressed. The other one who has 5 kwacha in the hand may not be depressed. So it's relative. But at the end of the day, in whatever circumstance you are, if you show and you explain to the people, you show them, you are actually encouraging them that God can come through for you. So there's no big testimony, there's no small testimony. Don't wait for something huge to happen in your life and something that you think can make people wonder, yes! It can be about 5 kwacha that you lost, it is okay. It can be about 30 kwacha that you lost, it's okay. It can also be about 100,000 kwacha that you lost and God replaced, it is fine. But the other thing which I see from this passage, and it is coming from verse 40 of chapter 8, is the fact that, you know, when you share a testimony, you are preparing people to receive Jesus. This is what I see, and I'm just deducing it from there. On the other side of the lake, the crowds welcomed Jesus because they had been waiting for him. Why were they waiting for him? Because they heard the stories, isn't it? Somebody told them, there's a guy this side. You've just heard. This is what he is doing. The rumors and the stories about him, some people were testifying. They were sharing stories, either of what happened to them or what happened to the people that they had encountered. And so, it simply means, if you don't share your story, what God has done for you in your life, you are denying people an opportunity to welcome Jesus when he visits them. Because people want to welcome Jesus if they can hear what this Jesus Christ has done. And you think Christ can be happy with me if I can't share what he has done for me? If this is what it does? The other thing quickly is, when you're sharing your testimony, you're actually shaming the enemy. You're telling the enemy, I'm an overcomer. Yes, you put me down, but I'm up. Now, even when you are going through hardship, again, I'm not sharing with you that everything should be perfect with you. No. Even when things are hard, even then you can still give a testimony and say, I know that I'm being crushed. I'm whipped. I'm done this from all angles, but I'll not give up because God loves me. Even in that moment when you say, guys, things are tough. But even though they are tough, I'll not give up on the Lord Jesus Christ. When people hear that, they'll go like, huh? With all this that he has gone through, there was a lady years back, and she was suffering from breast cancer, and she was passing on. I mean, it was in Chilanga. That must have been 2006. And we went to visit her. And then you visit her, you know that her time is very short. And you're talking, you're sharing the word of God, and she's the first person to tell you, I know the Lord is with me. And even if I go, I shall be with him. And those of us that went there to encourage her felt like we are the ones that need to learn from her. Even then you can share a testimony and it can have a power, it can have power and encourage somebody. It is honoring God. And when we share our God stories, we are honoring God. But we are also obeying him. Can I say this? There's a reason why God wants you to share your God story. And he is saying share.
your God story. Go and declare. Go and proclaim. What do you go to proclaim? Even in evangelism, maybe just we didn't know. Even evangelism, when you go there, talk about Jesus Christ. But you can't talk about Jesus Christ who has done nothing to you. You tell them, you know what? I was this. And that's how we should do it in order for us to be effective in sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. What then quickly should we do? I think this question is now working on how we can equip ourselves to be able to prepare these stories. Remember, God wants you to share your testimony. And if you don't share your testimony, you're actually disobeying him. God wants to be glorified out of your testimonies, your God stories. But how should we do this? Because we don't just want to hear the heart of God. We don't just want to know what happens. But we want also to have some kind of handles on how to do this thing. Because some of us are going, I don't even know how I can organize myself for a testimony. Number one, keep a journal. Keep a journal. Every day when you wake up in the morning, pray. Look at the things that you have prayed for. As you are living your day from morning to evening, as you are worshiping God, as you are reflecting, can you be thoughtful and begin to look at things in relation to what you are able to do and what you are not able to do? And not things within your life, within that day, which are praiseworthy. I know everything is praiseworthy. But there should be some encounters within that day. Note them. I went to a parking slot for the first time today. We reached at the same time. Another lady was coming, and I, as the man, was coming. For the first time, the lady gave way to me, a man, to park. You didn't know where I was going. Can we give the Lord praise, man? You didn't see it, yeah? But anyway, you can say, well, this has happened. It's a story. So you keep a journal and record those things, you know. And when you come back in the morning, you reflect on your day. You will see what God will have done on that particular day. Maybe you will have received money, maybe a call from your enemy, a perceived enemy. Maybe now for the first time you have spoken in Greek or whatever it is. You see those things if you just take time. And this is how we also keep a record of prayer items. Because if you don't keep a record of prayer items, you just pray anyhow, amiss. When are you going to know that God has answered your prayer? You will not even remember the date you started praying for that thing. And that is why we have a problem. God wants us to record our lives, by the way. He loves history. Because it's history that we fall back to and reflect and say, this is what God did for me. That's why we have scripture. It is history. So keep a journal. Name things that God has done for you. Prepare to share that with other people or a person. But with the aim of making God be praised in your life. Are we together? And so this is what we must do as a people that love God. So what am I saying here? God wants you to share your God story. Why? Because it honors him, it encourages you, it shames the enemy. And because we love God and we want to glorify him, you and me agree that we are going to be sharing our testimonies. I don't have all the authority and all the power. I would have said, all of us, starting from next week, I will start testimonies from here. 1, 2, 3. Anyone with number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, let's put it this way. We shout, guys, in this place where we are, there are a lot of testimonies. If we heard them, some of us can repent instantly. But we want that. Let me leave you with this.
Failure to share testimony could be a sign of many things in your life. Lack of faith, life of compromise, life of disobedience. Which one of these are you? Let's pray. King of glory, we thank you for your love and for your mercies. We thank you for a reminder today. How I pray that you help us to be faithful. You help us to count our blessings day by day. Help us, Lord, to share what you have done in our lives so that you are glorified. Forgive us for those moments when we have stayed away and have not proclaimed and declared the goodness of God. So help us, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.